Destination Nail Salon and Grocery Store.
Wait, she's at the nail salon and the grocery store?
I'm at the Combination Nail Salon and Grocery Store. Groceries through Instacart, delivered to my door. I don't have to choose between acrylics and the grocery store.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Wednesday to you. Hope you had an amazing day. I hope you're good. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're smooth. I'm only going to be here with you for one more hour. Where the hell you been for the last three? Have you been listening to the show? You making money? You got a job? You sitting in traffic? You listening to music? Where the hell you been? I get started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can lock into the show on the free Odyssey app. Shout out to people listening on their local radio affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network and boom, we pop right on up. We've had a fun show, right? No basketball tonight. Well, win or lose, we weren't going to have none. The Mavericks choked away their opportunity to advance to the NBA Finals. Karl Anthony Towns was clutch last night. Anthony Edwards was clutch. They got another game tomorrow for the Minnesota Timberwolves back in Minnesota. I know Alex Rodriguez is happy. I've never seen this man happier in his life. Man is one of the greatest baseball players of all time. He's having more fun on the sidelines for the Minnesota Timberwolves than he is for his own career, which ended with a thud. Hickey, pretty disappointing end to A-Rod's career. I don't want to beat up on A-Rod because I can go on about it, but the end of his career sucked.
It really did. It just, I mean, basically he was just kind of pushed out, essentially, forced to retire, four homers short of 700. That, say what you want about A-Rod, that sucks. I do feel bad for him in that sense.
He got to be happy a little bit, though. I hear Jennifer Lopez ain't doing too good, huh?
What a shock. She breaking up with another boyfriend slash husband? Oh, can't believe it.
Yeah. Heard the tour. She got a tour's not doing well. They're canceling dates.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Jennifer Lopez had a concert scheduled for here in Atlanta. They had to cancel it. And in Houston, wow. They've canceled quite a few of her concerts. How many? Name a J. Lo song. Go ahead.
Jenny from the Block?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Another one. Go for it.
We were playing the other day, named Spurs, outside of like Wembanyama. You got Devin Vassell, and then we stopped the game.
Sohan.
That's right. Jeremy, I think.
Yes, with the funky hair. Yep.
Yes. Okay, so we got three. Yeah, I'll stop this game after one J-Lo song.
Isn't McDermott, wasn't he there too?
I know he finished the year on the Pacers because I saw him in the playoffs. He may have started the year in San Antonio, I don't know.
We're about to start our own game of who he played for, right? 2 seconds away. Bro, I saw the Spurs here in person when they played a couple of months ago. I stood on the floor and watched them warm up. Well, I watched Wembanyama warm up. I'm like, this is a hell of a show. Man, they were putting people out there. I'm like, who is this? What? I saw Greg Popovich going to the bench, and he's just putting guys out there. Said, they got that guy from the stands. Like, who is that guy? I don't know. Anyway, Jennifer Lopez, that might be her audience next time. And so congratulations to – what? I'm just saying. Congratulations to Alex Rodriguez. At least his – I don't even know. Can I call it his team? He has a part of it, so I guess it is. I know he wants the whole thing.
Half his team? 43% of his team?
What percentage you think A-Rod got? 23?
Yeah, it's a joint. I think they got like in the 40s, but it is Mark. Yeah, let's say 20, yeah. 21.
And you know Lori got the majority of it. Come on now.
20%.
A-Rod just wants to be a face. Anyway, congratulations to the Minnesota Timberwolves for living the fight another day. We talked about Scottie Scheffler. All of his charges have been dropped. The police just look crazy with their lack of evidence. And there was an admission from Scottie Scheffler via a video that was released, or at least widely distributed today. Scottie Scheffler is being detained in the back of the patrol car, and there's another officer talking to him, and Scottie Scheffler basically admits Like, I just thought that was a security guard, and that's why I ignored him. And it's just like, eh, that's not a good excuse. And you got two wrongs, neither of them make a right. It's best that they just rip this to shreds. And so Scottie Scheffler, yeah, utilizing his wealth and his privilege to get off. That's the reality. I mean, the police department in Kentucky, they don't want no problems. They don't want no publicity. They're not going to try to prosecute Scottie Scheffler. That doesn't do them no good. Now, you or me or Hickey, oh, yeah, they would try to prosecute us to the full extent of the law. But we're not Scottie Scheffler. We talked about Bronny James using his privilege to potentially only work out for two teams, that being the Lakers and the Suns. We talked about Caitlin Clark in her 30-point game in a loss last night. She's continuing to get better. And then also, how about this? In about 15 minutes, we're going to have a conversation with Jerry Hairston Jr., Dodgers broadcaster, former player in the big leagues. His grandfather played in the Negro Leagues. I told you last night that Major League Baseball is basically integrating the stats from the Negro Leagues over into Major League Baseball's record books. And so this is a big deal. There are a lot of people that aren't happy with it. I don't know why the hell people would be so damn mad. But we're going to talk to someone who has a direct relationship to the Negro Leagues via his family's lineage. And so this is going to be an excellent conversation with Jerry Hairston Jr. You don't want to miss that in about 15 minutes. And then, of course, we went into a top six list. There's no basketball tonight. I wanted to share with you a list of some of the most clutch players that we've ever seen in the NBA. Like, you needed a game. You needed to win a game and a championship game. Who the hell would you pick? Who would you choose? Who would you want leading the way? Impossible to just give a flat six. There's so many damn names. Ultimately, I gave you some guy named Michael Jordan at number one. At six, I gave you Walt Clyde Frazier. Number five, Larry Bird. Number four, Steph Curry. Number three, LeBron. Number two, a Magic Johnson. I ain't talking about no singular shot, okay? If I want a bunch of points in 8 seconds, I'm like, give me Reggie Miller. If I'm a San Antonio, Houston, Los Angeles Laker, I'm saying, give me Robert Horry. But I ain't thinking about no damn shot. If I want to win a million games, give me Kobe. Give me Allen Iverson. One of our callers talked about Isaiah Thomas and his ankle. Yes, great, good. It's impossible to fit just 80 years of NBA in six slots. Impossible. But I got Jordan at number one. Let's get some more of your calls. And then let's show love to Karl Anthony Towns. Because for a guy who sucked for this entire series, he sure as hell was clutch last night. 855-212-4227. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Let's talk to Ralph, caller from North Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Good afternoon, JR. Thank you for having me on your show. As you mentioned, your list is perfect. I would have went with also Kobe Bryant, but listening to your explanation was basically kind of clutch already about how you feel about Kobe Bryant. I would like to add in the pick really quick. I would add Dwayne Wade in that list, since you basically already kind of went with everybody that I would have chosen to be in that clutch list already.
Okay, Dwayne Wade. All right. Yeah.
And by the way, really quick, JR. And yes, as far as Bronny going to the NBA, I feel like as much as we talked about most of the out-of-sea players being more developed, and I feel like he should have basically keep that in consideration and have his son develop more so he could be more of a clutch player like him in the near future, too.
You saying that Bronny James should go to the G League?
Yes, to be honest with you, okay, he should stick to college.
Damn, too late for that. It's too late. Right. They said they're not going to do it. So,
but that's where we're going to see him actually in the G League, or he's going to basically be taking a bench spot. That's what it's going to be.
All right. Well, we'll see. Maybe. Well, thank you, Ralph. Here's the thing, and thank you, Ralph, for calling from North Carolina. Like Bronny James, he can't go to a bum team because he's going to play. But then if he plays on a bum team, then people will just be like, it's a waste of time. He has to be able to. The best place for him is college, like Ralph said. But he ain't going back. Hickey, what was he studying in USC? Nothing, right? A degree in nothing?
Probably nothing.
Hey, Bronny, what's your major going to be at USC?
Nothing.
Like, I don't know. NBA, that's what it is. NBA, National Basketball Association. I'm going to stay here until it's time to go. Yeah, well, that ship has sailed. Bronny ain't going back to college. And if he does, it ain't for basketball. It's, you know, Hickey, that's a question I never thought about. Now that this whole idea of amateurism is out the door, do we now have to, like, pretty much rip up eligibility? So if I play in college, can I play professionally, I don't know, the Spanish League and South America? And can I come back to college? Like, the answer should be no, right?
That's a great question.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, wow. I don't know. Who's the great swimmer? Oh, boy, I'm blanking on this now.
Michael Phelps?
No, she's in or had to leave. But she was at Stanford, great swimmer, and had to leave because she wanted to compete in the Olympics. Yes, thank you. Katie Ledecky. Thank you.
Yeah.
I hope someone like in her position, another sport, if they want to compete in the Olympics, can be able to and then go back to school. It'd be ridiculous if you couldn't do that.
Is it really that big of a deal? Like, let's be real. If you're a college athlete, you're going to have your prime and your peak years, as most people in college are, you know, between 18 and, I don't know, 25, right? As a college age, quote unquote, student or student athlete. We know plenty of people go back to college at so many different stages of life. I mean, outside of finances, and we know college is a business, you can go back at any point. You can. I mean, you could be 80, 90, 100 years old, and if you got the finances and you could sit there, then you can get a degree in something. And so I'm just saying to myself, and we always hear these stories, right? A 55-year-old kicker on some middle-of-the-road football team in the middle of nowhere. Like, we always hear the stories. But what happens? Like, are we going to see college basketball teams with a 30-year-old superstar playing with a bunch of younger kids? Like, this guy left school and he played professionally, and now he's back at the school to get his degree or finish his degree. They going to let him back on the team? It's like, oh, he made money. He can't come back. Well, now that's been blown to shreds. So what difference does it make? That's an unanswered question, Hickey. Wait until it happens. We're going to have a gray beard busting ass in March Madness, and I'm just going to be chuckling.
You know what would be funny is if the NBA, like, revokes the one and done and instead, going forward, allows high school kids to go right to the NBA, and you have, like, almost a reverse where the kid goes from high school, tries to make it to the NBA, doesn't make it, goes, 3 years, goes, screw it, I'm going to college. I'm going to get paid. And, like, at 25 years old, goes to, like, Duke to try to, like, revamp his career. That'd be hilarious.
Bro, we are in the wild, wild west when it comes to college athletics. And so the barrier to entry for everything has just, it's been blown to shreds. It really has. Maybe Carl Anthony Towns will go back to Kentucky. I don't even know if he got his degree out of that place. I know he was good last night, and we did all this talk about clutch players. I got to show Carl Anthony Towns love, because last night with the Minnesota Timberwolves beating the Mavs 105-100, the man had 20 points. He had 25 points. He had 20 of these points in the second half. He was shooting 28% coming into this game. I want you to listen to Carl Anthony Towns pretty much tell everybody about his mentality entering into the game.
Being aggressive, there ain't no time to have any doubts in your mind, especially at this time. It's game four. We down 3-0. There ain't no time to have any doubts. I'm going to go out there, be aggressive, shoot my shot like I've been doing all series, and be a confident every shot I shoot. So defensively, being in my spot, so all I could think about was being in my spots earlier, make sure that I do as disciplined of defense as possible. And on the offensive end, you know, don't lose any confidence and don't lose any aggression.
Do it again tomorrow, man. That's it. We don't have no basketball tonight. There's no basketball. Unless you want to watch the WNBA. And you should watch the WNBA. Watch it. They want you to. And if you're in D.C., I know it's too late for you to go to the brunch ticket special. Oh, yeah, you didn't know about that? The Washington Mystics. There's a restaurant next door. You could have bought tickets and had bottomless mimosas and brunch and chicken and waffles, and then you could have went to the game. You could have sat down for three hours of bottle. Oh, man, Hickey, I might do that. Well, I can't do that any day. I got things to do. I wish. When's the last time you did a brunch like that, Hickey?
Oh, it's been maybe last year, I want to say.
Oh, bottomless mimosas?
I'm not a mimosa guy.
Well,
so if they have, like, margaritas, I'll be good or better.
Bottomless margaritas?
Yeah, they have some. Whoa. I went to one place with frozen. Now they're frozen to slow you down. But frozen margaritas, which are pretty good.
Damn, bro.
And small cups, too, of course.
Small cups?
Small cups, frozen.
Like the little ones you get at the dentist office, right?
No, not that small. Not that. It's like a medium drinking glass.
Well, listen.
Probably 6 ounces.
Some of these restaurants are cheap when it comes to the alcohol.
Oh, and when it's bottomless, they'll try to slow you down any way possible.
Hey, listen, we got a lot of restaurant people listening. If you serving bottomless mimosas somewhere, let me know, because I will have the mimosas, and then I'll have me some Jack, and I'll have me some whiskey, and I'll go down the line, okay? You serving bottomless mimosas, hit me up, because I'm coming. Yeah, I got legs and a car, and I can get on the plane. I will travel. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to find out about what's going on with this all of these statistics that are being integrated into Major League Baseball, as they are now fully acknowledging the Negro Leagues. We'll talk about it with Jerry Hairston Jr. His grandfather played in the Negro Leagues. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We got people listening coast to coast. And yesterday, Major League Baseball put forth a very big announcement. This has been years in the works. Major League Baseball's official record books and stats will now include Negro League stats. And so the records have been changed. But more importantly, there are thousands of individuals whose accomplishments will be recognized because they were unfortunately segregated. And so to talk about this huge change in Major League Baseball that it's been in the works for years now is someone whose grandfather played in the Negro Leagues. This is someone who he himself played in the majors, a 16-year career, a champion with the Yankees, a broadcaster now for the Dodgers. You might know who the hell he is. It's Jerry Hairston Jr. Jerry, thank you for taking the time to join us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. How you doing?
I'm very well. Well, when you think about what Major League Baseball has done, and I want to get to your own personal connection to this, are you surprised that this has taken place?
I'm not surprised that it's taken place. To be honest, I think it took a long time for it to come to fruition. The one thing I will say, Major League Baseball did an incredible job. The Negro League Statistical Review Committee did an incredible job. This was not done on a whim. This took years of study, making sure they got the statistics from the Negro League from the year 1920 to, I believe, 1948 or 49. And they made sure they included the box scores. They double-checked, triple-checked, making sure that they got all the statistical analysis right. Now, if it was a barnstorming game, if it was something that wasn't meaningful, where it wasn't the statistics weren't double-checked and it wasn't clear, they didn't use those statistics. So these were taken not on a whim. It took years of planning, years of research, and they got the proper statistics correct. Listen, guys like Bob Feller for years when he was alive, Ted Williams, Babe Ruth, Joe DiMaggio, talked about the Negro Leagues and were very passionate about and adamant how it was a major league. And how the black player, guys like Josh Gibson, Satchel Paige, should be in the Hall of Fame. And that league should be recognized as a major league. So I'm glad that it's finally being recognized. And the way I put it is, I know there's some people that are, don't view it positively. I'll say this. Well, for everybody who's saying, well, you know, Josh Gibson didn't play in the major leagues and Satchel Paige didn't put up those numbers in the major leagues, you know, they weren't in Major League Baseball. Well, you can make a case. You know, Babe Ruth and Bob Feller and Ted Williams weren't facing those guys when they played Major League Baseball. This is American history, okay? And imagine if Patrick Mahomes, with his talents, wasn't allowed to showcase his talent and his abilities, and his stats weren't recognized. Imagine if Michael Jordan, his stats weren't recognized. So I'm so glad that finally Major League Baseball took, you know, the proper protocol as far as making sure they got everything right to incorporate these statistics, because back then everybody knew Josh Gibson was the best hitter on the planet. Everybody knew that back then.
Jerry Hairston Jr. is here with us, former big leaguer, current broadcaster for the Dodgers. This is personal for you. Correct me if I'm wrong. You have a long family lineage. Your grandfather, Sam Hairston, played in the Negro Leagues. He helped integrate the White Sox. Is that accurate?
It is accurate. My grandfather, Sam, was the first black player to play for the Chicago White Sox. He went 2-for-5, and he was sent down to the minor leagues and never called up again. Back then, the White Sox integrated him and wasn't given another opportunity to be in the big leagues. He, for I believe it was 8 seasons, hit over well over 300, was dominating the AAA, but didn't get another opportunity. So, you know, my grandfather was never bitter, but I always felt guilty knowing that my grandfather was a better player than I was, and yet I got a chance to reap the benefits and playing 16 years in the major leagues, and my grandfather didn't have that opportunity that I had. And he was a far better player than I was. So I'm glad that players like my grandfather, guys that were better than him, Josh Gibson, Satchel Paige, Jackie Robinson, for years stated he was not the best player. You know, he was not the best player when he came and broke the color barrier. So I'm glad that they're being recognized. And it just goes to show, as you look back at the history, after Jackie Robinson won the MVP in 1949, 9 of the next 11 players in the National League that won the MVP were black. Think about that for a second. That's how much talent that was in the Negro Leagues. And, you know, people can say, well, it was the major leagues. You know, and, you know, they can say, well, they didn't face, you know, so-and-so. They didn't face Babe Ruth. They didn't face, you know, Walter Johnson. Well, guess what? They didn't have to face Josh Gibson. They didn't have to face Satchel Paige, prime Satchel Paige, when he was in the Negro Leagues. So you can have that vice versa conversation. But I'm glad Major League Baseball did this, and they're recognizing the great players that were in the Negro Leagues.
And Jerry Hairston Jr. is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You know, there have been conversations, and it hasn't even been 24 hours yet, but there have been conversations about opening up the record books to overseas leagues in the Pacific. And I personally find that to be different. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, here's the deal. Remember, this is American history. Yeah. Okay, so Major League Baseball obviously is America's pastime. Okay, now everybody can say, well, what about Ichiro? Ichiro is a friend of mine, a guy that I value, respect, incredible ball player. But remember, Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier in 47, okay? So in Japan, they have their own league. It's a great league, but it's not America's pastime as far as when the players were playing back then, weren't physically able to play in their league. Ichiro could have come over at any time and played Major League Baseball, you know what I'm saying? He could have played Major League Baseball because it had been integrated in 47, right? So again, Japanese baseball had incredible talent. They still have incredible talent. You're seeing Shohei Ohtani right now.
Oh, yeah.
Do his thing. He arguably the best player on the planet, and he's going to have a strong case, maybe the best player ever when it's all said and done. But right now, Major League Baseball is taking time, and it's taking so much time that it was a grave injustice done that they physically weren't allowed to play, that Josh Gibson, Satchel Paige in his prime, and all the rest of the players, they weren't physically allowed to play, you know, during this time, during America's time when Major League Baseball was segregated. Obviously, after 47, you know, Japanese players, Puerto Rican players, all sorts of players were able to come over and have that opportunity to play.
Well, Jerry, you mentioned the Dodgers and what's currently going on. I know you help broadcast for them. You see all of their games currently in New York right now. How have they been able to weather this storm at the early portion of the season? Distractions overseas, Ohtani's financial issues, and here they are again looking like contenders, and they're not even at full peak.
Yeah, I mean, they've got off to a pretty good start. Now, obviously, they went on the road to Cincinnati, got swept, but I love the way they bounced back. They went and swept the New York Mets in New York. They're starting to swing the bats again. The pitching has been pretty good. I would say it's been better than I expected as far as, you know, having that continuity. We have a rookie in Yamamoto. We have a new guy in Tyler Glasnow. Having that rapport with our catchers, they've really done a great job of hitting the ground running. James Paxton has done an incredible job as well, so... You know, the Dodgers are playing really good baseball, but the main thing, and they understand this, they want to be playing their best baseball come September and October. That's what they want to do. So you're going to have lulls here and there throughout the course of the season. They have a great team. If they stay healthy and if they continue to get better as far as cohesively getting used to playing with each other, obviously Shohei Ohtani, he's new to this ball club, I think they're going to be a tough team to beat. So far they've been fun to watch. Ohtani, you talk about the distractions. I'm telling you, man, he has been smiling. He's been happy. Ever since the interpreter has left, he's more able to now be himself. You know, I think the interpreter kind of blocked him from his teammates.
I can imagine.
You know, now we know why. He wanted to, you know, keep Ohtani from everybody. And now he's more open, he's laughing, he's funny. He reminds you of Kangaroo Jr., the way he's pranking guys, always laughing in the clubhouse. And when I played with Jr., he was always laughing. And I was like, man, and I told my teammates, Griffey's always in a good mood. And one of my teammates said, well, if you had that swing, wouldn't you be in a good mood all the time? I said, you're right. And Ohtani, you have that talent, he would be in a good mood all the time. So I'm just so happy that that's behind him. The truth has come out. The FBI did an incredible job investigating. And that's the one thing, too. You don't mess with the FBI, man. They can care less who you are. You know what I'm saying? They don't care if you're a show of the time. They don't care if you're whoever. They're going to get to the bottom of it. And they got to the bottom of it. And now Shohei Ohtani can go out there and be himself. And he's been, you know, adamant from day one of his innocence. And that's why he was always happy. He knew he had nothing to hide. And he's playing great baseball.
Yeah, we know he's one of the best. Jerry Hairston Jr. is here with us as we start to wrap things up. There's been a lot of conversations over the past few days about umpiring. Man, you stood at the plate. You know about the umps. What are your thoughts about Major League Baseball integration over into using a little bit of technology to get the job done over the next few years?
You know what? I'm scared of the technology because of what I've heard, that technology isn't ready. I want the umpire to do their job. They're paid a lot of money to call balls and strikes. Now, I will say this. If we have a challenge system where if you argue ball and strike, whatever, you get, say, three or four throughout the course of a game, then you could use a challenge system. But I want the human element still in the game. You know what I'm saying? If they're not doing their job right, just like the players, they should be sent back to the minor leagues or lose their job. You know, so I don't want an automated strike zone, because it takes away from the human element. Hire umpires that should be calling the strikes and balls correctly. Okay? There's good umpires out there. There are great umpires out there. They should be the ones that are calling balls and strikes in the big leagues. Now, each team should get three or four, you know, challenge systems. If you think it's a ball or a strike, whatever, you have a right to challenge. If you lose that challenge, you lose one of your other challenges. So I think that's what they should do. As far as having an automated strike zone for every pitch, I'm not in favor of that.
I hear you. Well, last question for you, Jerry, and this is an important one. Now that we have this full integration of Negro League stats into Major League Baseball, where can people find out more information? I know the Players Alliance does an excellent job with holding events. I know Bob Kendrick He does an excellent job spreading the word. Where can people find out more information and attend some of these events and get to the different museums and what have you so they can learn a little bit more?
Please, guys, go see, if you haven't, go to Kansas City. Go see my good friend Bob Kendricks. The Negro League Museum does an incredible job of making sure all those statistics, all the history was preserved. And also, I'm going to say this. Cooperstown, I was just there, man. They have now have a new exhibit there honoring past legends of the Negro Leagues. They did an incredible job making sure they preserved that history as well. So make sure you go to Kansas City if you haven't been there. Go to Cooperstown, and also I'm going to put another one out there, Birmingham, Alabama. They have a Negro League Museum there in Birmingham, Alabama as well. They did an incredible job. So those three, I would make sure you go visit if you haven't already.
Hey, Jerry, I appreciate the time and for you dropping the knowledge. You shared some information I think can set a lot of people straight, especially folks who go, why are they doing this? It's not fair. You nailed it. It's history. It took place here in the States, and
this
we all know a lot of people.
History. Yeah. And that's the thing. This is not Black history. This is American history. This took place in America, and I'm glad this is being rectified. This is what Ted Williams wanted. You can listen to his Hall of Fame speech. This is what Babe Ruth wanted. This is what Bob Feller wanted, and the rest of the players wanted. Listen, I'm a former Major League Baseball player. We want to play against the best players, period. And we know who's the best. And for them back then, knowing that, man, these guys need to be playing in our league, the Josh Gibsons, the Satchel Paige, I'm glad that they're finally getting recognized. Now, in my opinion, it's late, but better late than never.
That's all you can ask for. Jerry, where can people follow you and all your work now with the Dodgers?
Well, I'm on Spectrum, Sportsnet LA in LA, and you can follow me on at The Real Jay Hare on Twitter.
Hey Jerry, give me a day or two. I'm gonna post a throwback photo of you and I in 2009 when Alex Rodriguez and Ray Negron were giving away backpacks on River Avenue.
Dude, I remember that.
Yeah.
You tell you what, any Throwback Thursday, I'll repost.
Oh, well, you'll see it tomorrow, man. This is 2009 on River Avenue at the new mural that Ray did. You'll see it.
I remember that day. Great day, great year.
It was, man. Well, thank you so much for dropping knowledge here for a wider audience, and we'll catch you on down the line, okay?
Sounds good, brother. You take care.
No doubt about it. That Jerry Hairston Jr., 16-year big league career, now broadcaster for the Dodgers. And just so much life and time and family in the big leagues. Nobody more qualified to come through and chat with us about this integration of Negro League stats into Major League Baseball and the history of it than Jerry Hairston Jr. Thank you again for the time. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. To go way, 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 way back, this day in sports history, it is May 29th. Let's go back to 1980. Larry Bird was named Rookie of the Year over Magic Johnson. Larry Bird might have got Rookie of the Year, but Magic Johnson got the title. Anyway, let's listen to Larry Legend, a montage of his best as a rookie.
Yeah, Magic made a good team better, but Larry took a bad team and made us the Celtics again. And it seemed like every time someone faced him for the first time, they weren't ready to believe in.
Seltzer run the other way. Here comes Henderson, right side, two. Bird, a runner. It's good!
We hadn't seen anything like this. What he could do with the ball. Here's a guy, if he wanted to score 30 a night, he could average 30.
Yeah, that was courtesy of the NBA. How about this? This day, May 29th, we got to go back to 1990. Ricky Henderson broke Ty Cobb's 62-year-old American League stolen base record, number 893. Let's take a listen to Mr. Henderson, courtesy of MLB.
There are two outs. Mariano ducks in. Ricky's going. Pitch is high. He stole it. The American League record for Ricky Henderson. 893.
The A's lost 2-1. Sorry about that. Anyway, in 2010, this day on May 29th, Roy Halladay, God bless his soul, no longer here with us. He decided to go out and throw the 20th perfect game in Major League history. Beat the Marlins. Struck out 11. Listen to this.
The 1-2 pitch. Hit toward third. Castro has it. Spins. Fires. A perfect game. Second perfect game in Philadelphia Phillies history. He faces 27 batters. He retires all 27. It's the 20th perfect game in baseball history and the second one this year.
Thank you so much to Comcast Sportsnet. And God bless Roy Halladay, no longer here with us. Wow, this is crazy. He's already gone. Hey, also, this day in sports history, 2017, some guy named Tiger Woods. Well, listen to CBS New York tell you what happened.
Police say Tiger Woods was asleep at the wheel when officers spotted his car stopped along a Florida road early Monday morning. The engine was still running. An affidavit released Tuesday says officers woke Woods, who had extremely slow and slurred speech. The 41-year-old golfer issued a statement blaming his DUI arrest on prescription medicine. Woods said, quote, "I want the public to know that alcohol was not involved. I didn't realize the mix of medications had affected me so strongly." Police say he failed a roadside sobriety test and took him to jail, but they confirmed there was no alcohol in his system.
Tiger Woods is just like, hey, it's just my pain meds. And thank you. That audio is courtesy of CBS New York. And those are four things that took place this day, May 29th, in sports history. Today is pretty funny in sports history because the New York Mets went out there and they did what they did. Jerry Hairston pretty much let us know as much. The Mets just lost to the Dodgers. Jorge Lopez, a reliever, was ejected from the game. He threw his glove into the stands. Everybody's mad at him. And then he was asked about whether he regretted throwing the glove. And this is what he told SNY.
No, I don't regret it. I think I've been looking the worst team in probably in the whole MLB. So, you know, whatever happened, happened. So whatever they want to do, I'll be tomorrow here if they want me, you know, whatever they want to do. So
just to clarify what you said, just because I didn't fully understand, did you say I'm on the worst team? Is that what you had said?
Yeah, probably. It looked like.
And that they were embarrassed by you? Is that what you...
Yeah, they do.
Well, damn. The Dodgers beat the Mets 10-3. And Hickey, in summation, this man stood in front of his locker and said, I am on the worst team in baseball. He was asked to clarify, and he said, yeah, I am. And they can basically bring me back tomorrow. If they don't want, I'll be fine. And that's what happened, Hickey, right? Isn't that what happened?
Yes. I'm still not sold. Like, it does sound like he's saying initially teammates. I'm the worst effing teammate. But, again, it's hard to make out. And when he's asked the follow-up, did you say team? He said, yeah, probably. There's no misinterpreting that.
But what happened to him?
He said he'll be there tomorrow if they want him. Plot twist, they don't want him. He is now cut from the team.
They cut him, Hickey. You're being nice, man. He gave him another chance. He said, I'm on the worst team. Okay, Hickey, I'm from the Bronx, New York. Okay, I think I understand Spanish and Spanglish and everything in between. That man gave up and quit. He made it very clear. We suck. I don't want to be here. If they want me here, I'll be back. If not, they could do what the hell they want, and they cut him. That's what happened. I don't think we had any. This is not Sammy Sosa in a congressional hearing, okay? This is not Sammy Sosa all of a sudden. Hey, Sammy, what did you have for breakfast? No speaking of English. This is not it. This is not it.
The Mets, man.
The New York Mets are a joke. They had a guy quit on them. They suck. They do. What's the Mets record right now? What is it?
Bad. 10 games under?
Yeah, 22-33. Stearns, the new boss, said the other day, yeah, we need to do better. I don't know. Maybe this ignites a fire underneath the New York Mets to do better, right? Right?
I mean, it can't make them any worse. They suck. They're the worst team in the league.
Yeah, Pete Alonso, you know, everybody gets together and they go, we can't have this. Maybe this will galvanize the franchise, okay? Maybe.
Great. I hope so. It can't get any worse. That's the good news. This is, I hope, at least rock bottom.
Unless somebody else quits in the next game. Hey, this I love this. I'm going to remember this forever. Great quote. If they want me, I'll be here. If not, I will. Anyway, I'll be back tomorrow. The JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network is done. Thank you to Hickey. It don't go nowhere. Bart Winkler, he's coming up next.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians is now streaming on Hulu.
Nail salon and grocery store.
Wait, she's at the nail salon and the grocery store?
I'm at the combination nail salon and grocery store. Groceries through Instacart, delivered to my door. I don't have to choose between acrylics and the grocery store.